This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. As U.S. Democratic lawmakers prepare to introduce articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, a prominent member of his party says she will vote to impeach him. Representative Liz Cheney said that she will vote to impeach President Trump. Cheney holds a high-ranking position in Republican leadership in the House of Representatives. In a statement noting that President Trump had, quote, summoned this mob, assembled this mob, and lit the flame of this attack on the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Cheney announced her decision. Earlier Tuesday, another Republican representative, John Katko, said he will also vote to impeach the president. President Trump said Tuesday that Democratic lawmakers' push to impeach him in the last days of his presidency is absolutely ridiculous. Speaking to reporters for the first time since thousands of supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his defeat for re-election, President Trump rejected any contention that he was responsible for the mayhem that left five people dead. The House is set to vote Tuesday on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove him from office as unfit to serve. The measure, which is expected to pass, sets a 24-hour deadline for the vice president to respond. However, he has given no indication he supports the removal of President Trump. That would set the stage for a House vote Wednesday on impeachment. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it has opened 160 cases following the storming and attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is VOA News. The attack on the Capitol happened after President Donald Trump spoke at a rally near the White House last Wednesday. He then urged thousands of his supporters to fight against lawmakers, certifying that he had lost his re-election contest to Democrat President-elect Joe Biden. Protesters then marched to the Capitol, breaking down doors and going through windows, ransacking several lawmakers' offices and scuffling with police. President Trump did make his first public appearance since the attack earlier on Tuesday, saying he's not concerned about the 25th Amendment allowing his cabinet to remove him from office. And this comes as the Democratic-led House of Representatives moved ahead on the resolution. The U.S. State Department has canceled all travel this week, including a planned visit to Taiwan by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Craft. That's according to a State Department spokeswoman on Tuesday. Kraft was due to visit Taiwan from Wednesday to Friday, prompting China to warn that Washington was playing with fire. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Tuesday that all travel this week had been canceled, including a trip by him to Europe as part of the transition to the incoming Biden administration. But European diplomats and other people familiar with the matter said Luxembourg's foreign minister and top European Union officials had declined to meet with him during his planned European trip this week. Kraft's Taiwan trip appeared to be another part of an effort to be part of another to be another part of an effort, rather, by Pompeo and President Trump's Republican administration to lock in a tough approach to China before President-elect Biden takes office on January 20th. The Trump administration said Tuesday it will release millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses in order to vaccinate Americans older than age 65, as well as those with underlying health conditions. The doses were originally held back for use as second doses for those who had already received their first shot. The vaccine rollout has been widely criticized as too slow. Of more than 25 million doses distributed, fewer than 9 million Americans had received the first shot of the vaccine as of Monday, that according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. President-elect Biden said on Friday that his administration would release nearly all vaccine doses once he took office on January 20th. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.